every 7 years in ancient Israel, debts were to be forgiven. If you'd loaned money to a fellow countryman, you cancelled that debt in the year of release. They didn't have to pay you back. So you might think it would be best not to loan money to anyone in year six because you've got a smaller time frame in which to get the money back. But God saw that thinking coming, and he said, "Beware, lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, 'The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand,' and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing. You shall surely give to him. And your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing, the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand." God was saying, do the right thing, even if you're concerned you might not get your money back. And the promise was that God would bless the individual who loaned the money. This is the benefit of connecting God in your financial affairs. When you honor God, you can know that his blessing rests upon you. When you choose to conduct your affairs in a way that's consistent with God's will, you can lean on God's blessing. The world is full of temptation to be less than honest, to claim a tax deduction you're not entitled to give God less than he asks for, to look after your own needs without considering the needs of others whom you could help. The key to thriving financially isn't having a good investment advisor. It isn't making wise investments. It isn't knowing the right time to sell. The key is being faithful to God. If God's blessing rests upon your finances, you're going to be okay. And if you want God's blessing to be on your finances, be faithful to God in the way you live your life. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.